Galaxy Alex Stern isn't your typical Yale freshman. With a troubled past of drug abuse and a connection to a horrific multiple homicide in California, she's the last person you'd expect at an Ivy League university. But Alex possesses something invaluable, the ability to see ghosts or grays that drift through walls and linger in corners. This dark gift makes her perfect for Leith House, Yale's secret ninth house tasked with monitoring the occult activities of the university's 8 ancient secret societies. Each society harnesses different forms of magic. Skull and Bones performs divination using human entrails. Scroll and Key masters portal magic. Book and Snake communes with the dead. Behind Yale's prestigious facade lies a supernatural world where the elite don't just inherit privilege, they literally practice magic to maintain their power. Alex's supernatural sight has been both curse and salvation. Growing up on the streets of Los Angeles, she learned early that adults couldn't be trusted with her secret. Drug dealers exploited her ability to detect surveillance, both living and dead, while she used narcotics to blur her vision and escape the constant presence of ghosts. When Dean Sandow recruits her to Lethe, she's given a second chance, but carries deep psychological wounds from witnessing her friend Helly's overdose and the subsequent massacre at a drug house called Ground Zero. Her mentor, Daniel Arlington, nicknamed Darlington, is her opposite, wealthy, educated, and fascinated by the occult. Their relationship begins with tension. He resents training someone he considers unworthy of Yale, while she bristles at his privilege. Yet Alex's street smarts and intimate knowledge of humanity's capacity for evil make her uniquely equipped to navigate Yale's darkest corners. Unlike Darlington, who romanticizes magic, Alex understands its dangers firsthand. A perspective that proves invaluable as she's thrust into Lethe's responsibilities. When Tara Hutchins, a New Haven townie, is found murdered on campus, Alex notices the timing coincides with strange behavior from the Greys during a bones ritual. Despite being told to focus on her Lethe duties instead, her instincts tell her something supernatural is involved. The investigation reveals Tara had connections to multiple societies. She dated a bonesman, had links to Scroll and Key, and was growing Merity, a magical drug that renders users completely obedient. As Alex digs deeper, she faces escalating threats. A Gluma, a husk spirit that can cross the veil, attacks her, filling her lungs with corpse beetles. Later, she discovers Lance Gressang, Tara's boyfriend and the police's prime suspect, can somehow teleport between locations despite being in custody. The case becomes more complex when Alex learns that Blake Keeley, a fraternity brother who drugged and assaulted her roommate Mercy, possesses Merity, a drug that should only be available to society members. What makes this mystery compelling is how it weaves together the supernatural and mundane. Tara's murder isn't just about jealousy, it's connected to centuries of magical practice at Yale, forcing Alex to navigate both worlds simultaneously. The society's magical system is anchored to specific points around Yale where the boundary between worlds grows thin. Their tombs were strategically constructed on these power points, allowing them to perform increasingly powerful magic that ripples through global events. Their alumni include presidents, Wall Street titans, and cultural icons, all benefiting from supernatural advantages, carefully disguised as natural talent or good fortune. The novel's most damning revelation comes when Alex discovers the society's power nexuses were created through murdered women. Each tomb is built on a site where a girl died, her death creating the magical energy that sustains the society's rituals. This literal foundation of female sacrifice perfectly encapsulates how institutional power often rests on the exploitation of the vulnerable. This magical system serves as a brilliant metaphor for institutional privilege. The societies operate with fanatical secrecy, admitting only carefully selected students. As Darlington explains, that's how these places survive. They're not just about keeping people out, they're about keeping people in. Through this elaborately constructed magical infrastructure, we see how exclusive institutions perpetuate their influence, creating a narrative that works both as gripping fantasy and as incisive social commentary. Darlington's disappearance creates the book's second major mystery. During a routine check of magical equipment, he encounters something in a basement that Alex initially believes is a portal. Only later does she realize it's not a portal, it's a mouth. A hell beast devours him, soul and all, leaving Letha without its most knowledgeable member and forcing Alex to step up without proper training. The failed ritual to retrieve him reveals a horrifying truth. Darlington has been transformed into a demon. This revelation devastates Alex, who had grown to respect her mentor despite their differences. What makes his storyline particularly poignant is how it contrasts with Alex's. While she entered Yale as an outsider seeking normalcy, Darlington was born to privilege but sought the extraordinary. Magic represented his escape from loneliness, a way to prove his life had meaning beyond his family's decline. Meanwhile, Alex's relationship with ghosts evolves throughout the narrative. She discovers she's a wheel walker who can allow ghosts to possess her, granting her supernatural strength. This revelation comes through flashbacks to the Ground Zero massacre, where we learn Alex didn't just witness the killings, she participated in them while possessed by her dead friend Helly's ghost. By the novel's end, Alex has transformed from someone who wanted to escape her supernatural abilities to someone who fully embraces them, declaring her intention to rescue Darlington from hell. The investigation reveals Professor Bellbaum as Daisy Whitlock, a woman who died in 1854 but has been possessing bodies and consuming souls for centuries. Each murder created magical nexuses powering the society's tombs, with Tara's death intended to create a new one. In the climax, Alex embraces her abilities fully. When Bellbaum attempts to consume her soul, Alex summons the Greys of New Haven to defeat her enemy, transforming her perceived burden into strength. Alongside this supernatural battle, Alex experiences mundane healing, forming friendships, confronting authority figures, and imagining a future beyond mere survival. The novel doesn't suggest trauma is easily overcome. Alex still carries her scars, struggles with trust, and feels like an imposter at Yale. Yet she reclaims agency, refusing to be defined solely by her past. Her declaration, "Who's ready to go to hell?" shows she's now directing her power towards something meaningful, saving Darlington. Through Alex's journey, we see how past wounds can become sources of strength while acknowledging survival's ongoing cost. In a world where the most terrifying monsters are human systems enabling exploitation behind respectability, Alex stands as a guardian against both literal and metaphorical darkness lurking behind Yale's prestigious facade.